Zafos, Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, all about Hallel and Hallel Hagadol. So the Mishnah said, Mazgul HaKol Shlishi Mevarech HaMazona, that for the third cup of wine we make Birchas HaMazon, but we do not see from the Mishnah that Birchas HaMazon is Tu'un HaKos. It could just be that since we have four cups of wine, we want to put a mitzvah on each of those kosos. Revi Gomer Olav Es HaHallel V'Omer Olav Birchas HaShir. The fourth kos, not only do we finish Hallel, we say Birchas HaShir, which might mean the bracha that we say at the end of Hallel, Ya'aluch HaShem Elokeinu, or it might mean Nishmas Kol Chai, which we say at the end of Pesukei Dezirman Shabbos. Then we have a braisa that says that we say Halal HaGadol, which is still in Perek Lamed Vav. There are just three shitos as to where we start Halal HaGadol, but we definitely include Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Vav, and it happens to have 26 lines corresponding to the 26 generations from the creation of the world until Matan Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supporting the world purely with Chesed, because we didn't have Torah to earn anything yet. Hodul Hashem Kitov relates to how Hashem punishes people not by hurting them physically, but by taking away their wealth. Depending on their level of wealth, he'll take away whatever they have, and that's a great kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Then the Gemara has a number of lessons about how Hashem provides sustenance for people. Rabbi Yochanan learns from Pesukim that providing sustenance for people is more painful than childbirth, more difficult for Hashem than bringing the Geula. Adam HaRishon originally was very distressed when he thought that he was going to eat the same way animals eat, that he and his animal are going to eat be'evil sechad from the same feeding trough. But HaKadosh Baruch says, no, b'zeas ha'pecha toch alechem. You're going to work for a living in order to be able to eat bread, and that made him feel a lot better. Then where it tells us four statements of Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah that he learns out from juxtapositions in Pesukim. Kashim is on osav shladim kukriyas yamsuf, that providing sustenance is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Kashin the kavav shaladim kiyoma misok uki kriyas yamsuf, constipation is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf and the day of death. Kala mevaza smados kilu avir avodah zara, someone who's mevaza cholamoed, the Rashbam says it's as if he did avodah zara. And the final thing from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, kol mesaper lashon hara v'kol mekabel lashon hara v'kol meirei d'sheker b'chaveiro roi lashlichol l'klavim, someone who speaks lashon hara, listens to lashon hara, says edus sheker about somebody else, deserves to be thrown to the dogs. So after saying how wonderful Halal HaGadol is, the Gemara raises the obvious question, why do we ever say regular Halal? We should always say Halal HaGadol. So three possibilities. Either because regular Halal has five very critical themes, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMesim, and Chev L'Shom L'Shiach, or because the Halal, the Mibnei Sheyesh Bo Milut Nefashos Shal Tzadikim Megehenim, regular Halal talks about Tzadikim escaping Gehenim, or because third possibility, Sheyesh Bo Yuridason Shal Tzadikim L'Kif Shonei Eish V'Aliyasim Mimenu, it refers to, the regular Halal refers to Tzadikim going into a Kif Shonei Eish and emerging unharmed from a Kif Shonei Eish. I think Mara's three shitos as to who said Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam Haluluka, who's the one that first uttered that phrase. So Chizkiah says it was Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. They were saved from Kifshan Aish. They said, Vemes Hashem Li'olam Haluka. Second possibility is that it was Gavriel, because Gavriel was chosen to be the Malach over the Malach of Hail, to be the one that cools down the Kifshan Aish to allow Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria to survive. And third possibility, Rabbi Nassim knows that it was the Dagim Shabayam, because the Yam had to give up the 600 chariots of Paro in order to convince Klal Yisrael that Hashem had really killed the Mitzrim, but they were paid back years later with the 900 chariots of Sisra. And the Dagim saw that, so they praised Hashem with V'Amis Hashem Li'olam Haluka. Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Drashas on several Psukim in Halal from Moshivia Karas Habayis. He thinks that refers to the Jewish people lamenting how disrespected, the leaders of the Jewish people lamenting how disrespected they are by the rest of the Jewish people, by Knesset Yisrael. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem is Klal Yisrael saying that Hashem loves when we daven to Him. Dalosi vili Yoshia is an expression of our dedication to Hashem and how we deserve to be saved even when we don't do so many mitzvos. And then the daf concludes with telling us that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, so they immediately sent him a message that you have to share with us some of the Torah that you heard from your father, Rabbi Yossi. So he taught three lessons that he heard from his father. Number one, Halos Hashem Kol Gayim teaches that even other nations praise Hashem for the kindness that He does for them. So Hashem does so much more kindness for us, we have to praise Hashem even more. Second, that Hashem will one day tell Mashiach that it's okay for him and encourage for him to accept gifts from Mitzrayim and from Kush, but not from Rome, the Romi Harisha, the evil Roman government. And finally, the third thing is that Rome has 365 marketplaces, each with 365 towers, and each tower has 365 steps, and each of those steps have enough food to sustain the entire world. world, and all of that food is reserved for Talmidei Chachamim. That's how important Talmidei Chachamim are. Okay.